Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Mike Matheny, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Facility here in Pinellas Park. This will be our home for hopefully a long, long time. Mitch is a good dude. I've known him a long, long time.
Yeah.
This is how Mitch and I met.
Okay.
You ready for this one?
Sure.
You know how you always meet on the worst circumstances? And then luckily this turned out better than it started.
Okay.
So my son and I were training in the bottom level of the David Vieira Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu School.
Okay.
All right, so David originally had an upstairs, and then it moved down to the bottom.
They call it a basement where I'm from.
Well, it wasn't a basement. It was the ground floor.
What do you call a basement in Florida?
Rare. There's not many. Yeah. I think my daughter-in-law's house has a basement.
Really?
Up in Polk County. So anyway, before I was rudely interrupted. So my son and I are in the cage just clowning around, grappling around.
Okay.
And this guy starts banging on the glass door. Well, I ignored it. And then he banged again, and I ignored it again. And then he banged it again and yelled. I yelled back, and he's like, open the door. And I go, no. He goes, I own the place.
Oh.
I go, look, go through the front door. So I made him walk all the way. I don't know who he is,
sure.
Right? You know, as far as I know, it's David and Daniel Vieira is running the gym. Well, it just so happened, Officer Mitch, who walked through the front door, you know, and he understood. I mean, it was kind of like what happened up in Brooklyn.
Sure.
You know, I'm not going to open the door.
It's not your responsibility to open the door.
Well, it's not that it's not my responsibility. I don't want to be held responsible.
Right, for sure.
You know, for whatever ultimately happened in Brooklyn at the Barclays Center. You know, they could have gone and said, Randy, if you wouldn't have opened the door, Connor would have never thrown blah, 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 blah,
yeah.
blah.
That's how the lawyers work.
We don't know that somebody else would have opened it for him, even though that's what it turned out.
Right.
Same thing. This could have been a homeless guy who isn't the owner. He stabs us, kills us, then takes a black belt that was hanging on the wall. So now he's a black belt with two dudes dead. So that's how I met.
So I got to interject in your story here. I don't want to forget. But in my storage unit, I bought... It actually has a certificate.
Before you were suspended?
Before I was suspended, it has a certificate of a blue belt presented to the owner of this storage unit. So I now have in my possession a blue belt in a box with the certificate and the name. So the question is, do I give it back? Like, I mean, I bought the storage unit. I own all the contents in it. I did everything legally. But should I, out of the respect for the martial art and just knowing... like the honor and the discipline that is required and what it takes to achieve a blue belt. Should I leave it on the doorstep? Should I mail it? Should I reach out? Should I invite him to be on the radio show and talk about it?
I'm going to say, A, he has another blue belt. That's not the only blue belt. So you can get him at any Kmart, any jiu-jitsu store.
Where's the Kmart?
Kmart's up on 66th Street.
They're still open?
Did that close?
Like 22 years ago.
Really?
I don't think. Is there a Kmart anywhere? Where's the last time you saw a Kmart?
I don't know.
like our last person to call in is on a payphone. Like when was the last time you saw a payphone?
Oh, I remember. I remember payphones. I remember all those calls to payphones.
But do you know how I met Mitch? You remember how I met Mitch?
I do.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me.
You were being arrested for indecent exposure?
Well, I mean, arrested is a strong word. Question, maybe. You know, coaxed into it. You know, encouraged. But no, I just got back from Brazil. My daughter was just born. And you called me and you're like, hey, I'm coming to the restaurant with Matt Hamill from the UFC. Can you meet us there? And Mitch came with Matt and his buddy Jay. His training partner, and so that's the first time I met Mitch.
Interesting. Did you ever see the movie?
No,
the Hammer movie?
No, I never did.
It's an awesome movie.
Yeah.
Fantastic movie. So I've known Jay for a long time.
Yeah.
Jay is also deaf, and I saw the video, I saw the movie, I watched it, I thought, it's the first movie that I can think of, okay? Typically, any movie that you've ever seen, they have to indulge, right? They have to make it better.
Right.
Remember the Titans. It's a great movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know the truth?
No.
The truth of the movie? Do you know the movie?
Yeah, I've heard of it. I've seen it.
It's the football movie.
Yeah,
the
football.
Where the coach, the white coach that got replaced by Denzel Washington, lived here in St. Pete.
Oh, okay.
And I think I've told you the story. So I used to bank at a bank, and I'm talking to the bank branch manager, and we start talking. She goes, I know you're into sports radio, blah, 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 blah. So the main portion of that movie is Strong Side and Right Side.
Okay.
I don't remember their names. And the one who got hurt. Her husband was the other linebacker.
Oh, okay.
So she gave me, they had a reunion, and she gave me an autographed poster of all of the team, except for, you know, the one that passed away. Not the actors, the real life people,
cool.
Right? It's definitely pretty cool. So, yeah.
Speaking of NFL football players dying.
But let me finish. I forgot where I was going with it. So when Matt Hamill showed up with Jay, I'm like, that's weird. How do you know Jay? How did that blah, 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 blah? That's the character in the movie was Jay.
Wow.
Not Jay acting in the movie.
Right.
The character, they had a character playing Matt Hamill. And the character playing Matt Hamill's best friend, Jay. Oh, so what I was saying about the movie is typically, you know, they change it. So in actuality, remember the Titans, they won the state title. And then he got hurt.
Okay. Yeah.
So people always say, well, what kind of movie would it have been if that was the movie?
Uh-huh.
You know, they changed it. Since the movie has now been out long enough, so Matt Hamill transfers to the college. I think it's upstate New York. And he's wrestling for the NCAA championship or whatever. And it's a close match. Now, he's dominated the whole time. So it's a close match. And he wins at the last second with a, you know, that's not what happened. In actuality, he dominated and won it in like 9 seconds. But what kind of movie is that?
Right.
But typically, they don't dummy it down. They have to indulge
in
it.
Sure.
And they kind of had to dummy it down. That's how dominant Matt Hamill was, and why he has a victory against John Jones.
Yeah, the only victory against John Jones.
Well, it was a DQ, but whatever.
Well, we're talking about football players that passed away. Just this week alone, former NFL receiver Devin Wiley dies at age 35. Former NFL DJ Hayden killed in a car wreck in Houston. And former Super Bowl champion for the Indianapolis Colts, Matt Ulrich, dead at 41. So a tough week for the NFL alum. Another signification that life is short and live every day to the fullest. You never know when it's going to be your last.
And I always, you know me, I'm Otto. I think I want to get a jersey that says Otto. matter of fact, I have things signed by Otto. Otto Graham. What bothers me is when you made that out to be a awful thing for the NFL, they lost it. People die every day.
Yeah.
But they don't get shout outs. They don't get, just because they played in the NFL.
Bell salutes. I mean, none of these guys will get a 10 bell salute, right?
Well, not from the show because we don't know them.
Collectively?
No, it would be a 9 bell.
A 9 bell?
Well, each one would get 3 bells.
Okay.
You know, what are you going to do? 3 1/3?
I mean,
that's how you get to 100.
I mean, you got a Super Bowl champ, so I mean, they got at least another 1 star.
And you mentioned Keenan McCardell when I was not paying attention. What'd you bring him up for?
Isn't that your old co-host?
Yeah.
I mean, I was just going through old co-hosts that
I saw Keenan at the Hall of Fame in Canton when Warren Sapp, the greatest Buccaneer, went in. And John Robinson recognized him, and, you know, we went over and said hi. And I've had some good co-hosts.
Okay.
I've had some bad ones.
Who's your best co-host? I mean, don't say me.
So well, I wouldn't.
It's awkward. But just for the sake of the show.
It's not awkward because it's not true.
No, but that's not true. But let's just keep it, you know.
Real?
Classy.
Oh.
Now, let's embellish it. Let's dumb it down a little.
Okay. Then if we're going to dumb it down, then you're in the running. The NFL guys, are they considered co-hosts, or is it just because really it was their show?
It was the player show.
Yeah, the player show.
So, but, I mean, they're not real co-hosts.
Okay.
I don't think so. They're special guests.
There's probably three that I would put at the very top.
Okay.
Now, somebody asked me about you. Okay. And what I tried to describe, being totally honest, we can't break it. We got 2 minutes. Is you're different. You do things different. Some things I like, some things I don't.
For sure.
Okay. Quality wise of the sport, of sports, it was either Derek Kukulic or Jay Retcher.
Jay's
an awesome dude. Jay will be up at the Army Navy game as well.
Okay.
We'll be hanging out a little bit, nice. so that's cool. And then from the standpoint of MMA, kind of like what you do bring to the show, I don't want to say the stupidness, but, you know, like when you did the red shoes and the mohawk and, you know, brought a lot of recognition, kind of people like, yeah, I want to go do that show. Obviously, when my co-host was Kate Rim, that was that really went well.
Well, I don't have those talents.
we never had a problem getting MMA fighters when Kate was co-host.
For sure.
But the difference is they were co-hosts. You were co-host.
That's true.
So,
and it's good to see our former co-host, Caleb Bentnock, getting work after the NFL. Saw him TIA.
Yes.
Scooting around and making sure everything's sanitary.
Let's hit this break and we'll talk about us running into Caleb Bentnock. And we both ran into him at different times. Well, we got to tell the story when we return. Coming to you live from the Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility here in Pinellas Park. Let me throw a plug. You need some AC work, 727-954-3605. Open 24 hours, so only call Mitch between the hours of 11 p.m. and 5 a.m. Let's wake him up.
It's getting colder as we go.
Hi, this is Mark Duper from the Miami Dolphins. You are talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
It's the biggest bare knuckle fighting championship card ever. In the main event, Platinum Mike Perry knuckles up with Eddie the Underground King Alvarez. In the heavyweight co-main event, Big Ben Rothwell and Todd Duffy collide. Also a rematch for the women's bare knuckle world title as champ Christine Misfit Faria fights rowdy Beck Rawlings. Plus two other world title fights. Watch the world's most exciting combat sport live Saturday, December 2nd on pay-per-view through Fight.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
The Country Depot is located in the heart of downtown Brooksville at 36 North Broad Street. They have everything under the sun, from one-of-a-kind art and decor to sports memorabilia, from metal signs and handbags to men's wallets. It's worth the drive. But you can also shop online at countrydepotstore.com. You never know what you'll come across when you visit. Country Depot.
BioAccelerator is recognized as a global leader in cell therapy and regenerative medicine for sports and orthopedic injuries, spine and disc conditions, and chronic pain. The company has treated thousands of patients, including many UFC champions, former and current NFL players, and many everyday people like you and I.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Keenan McCardell, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Somebody take a photo, so I had to stop acting like an idiot.
Yeah, don't do that. You know, last thing you want to do is look like an idiot when you go out in public.
Yeah, look at you.
I'm just trying to stay warm inside the Cool Breeze AC studios because it's cold in here, and I didn't know what to expect.
The best part of you getting kicked out of being a pizza guy is we can now have some AC when we do the show.
It's nice. It is. And it actually works. Mine was there. It just didn't work.
So once again, let me give you Mitch's phone number if you need him after hours, 727-954-3605. He prefer from midnight to 4 in the morning.
Yeah, he likes those late night calls.
Right.
Not much traffic on the road.
Exactly.
You know, nice and easy navigation.
He can get in and get out.
We're talking about your kid. What, Caleb?
Right. Caleb got a new job. What's funny is, so I got to the airport first.
You did? Because you're always ahead of me.
I'm always early.
Because you're old.
And you're always late.
Like,
what does old have to do with
old
it?
Old people are always early.
No.
They just are. Like, if you go to the golf course, if a tee time says, like, 2:12, they're there at, 12:30. I mean, they're there early.
Not that early.
They are. Like, the older you are, the earlier you are. To the point where you might even arrive a day earlier as far as, like, the calendar goes.
You're such an idiot.
By calendar terms, you might be even a day before the actual scheduled event, but you're prepared and you're ready.
So, we're flying back from New York City. And I don't understand this. I booked the flights for the team.
Yeah.
Whether I book for you or I book for Steve. We fly the least expensive flight so we don't pick our seats. And every time I'm in the middle and you clowns are in windows.
Well.
I don't get that.
I mean, they look at us and they're like, that guy deserves a view.
Yeah, the view or whatever.
Favoritism.
For sure. So I go up, coming back from New York, and I asked, I said, is there any possibilities, because I always wear my Navy hat, I'm very proud veteran. And I said, is there any chance due to Veterans Day, since it's still Veterans Day in Hawaii, can I get a better seat? And she laughed. She goes, that's funny. Yeah, sure. she moved.
And what about you telling the two Navy guys at the Rockefeller Center that I made fun of Navy guys, try to get me ambushed in the...
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
I think you have zero talent. You know, I don't think very highly of you, and I think you could have taken both of them.
All day. All day. I mean, I would have had to go serve because I took two positions away from the military.
So it wasn't that I threw you under the bus. A, I told the truth, and yeah, that wasn't really, much to give away at all.
But when you did tell Legs that I talked trash about him on the radio, yeah. I did hold my breath for a moment.
Yeah. Legs is awesome.
Oh, I love those guys.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, you're way down the list.
For sure.
You're not even in the family clique.
No, not yet. But I will be.
Well, but you still won't leapfrog family. Like, I'm family with David Vieira Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
Yeah, I saw it.
No, David's awesome.
That was a great time.
I love that guy. I love Legs. I mean, it's so different of anything that I've ever been around.
For sure.
You know, I mean, when you're in the military, it's similar.
Well, now you know why I'm Brazilian. I mean, yeah. It's the culture.
I thought you were French.
No, no, I've never quit. You fired me twice live on the show, and I won't leave. You think I'm French? I'm not quitting. I'm not throwing in the towel. I'm not Gagne.
The relationship that I've had in the gym, and like I said, all the athletes say they don't miss playing. They miss the locker room. They miss the guys. I haven't seen Lander, to the best of my knowledge, in 15 years.
Wow.
And you saw, it was like I saw
never
each other
miss
yesterday.
It. Yeah. Way more warm and affectionate than Booger McFarlane.
Oh, yeah. No,
way
sure.
more.
No, for sure. Right. Well,
that's typical of the NFL guys.
It's two different things, right?
Like, very few NFL guys actually have personalities. Like, they're always grumpy when you meet them. Like, it's not a different world.
It's not so much that as it's any athlete, any celebrity, they don't want to, open themselves up. They don't want to be friends with you.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, some are more cordial than others.
Right.
But honestly, and this is not meant negative, the Booger we saw on Saturdays, the Booger I knew 20 years ago, that was Booger McFarland. That's his demeanor.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's, you're not, when you're doing work, you're not business relationship.
Right.
You know, and people said, like, the compensation and things that I would do for athletes, friends, whatever, had nothing to do with whether we're friends or not. People are like, why are you? Because that's the business relationship.
Sure.
And, I learned from my younger brother that you can separate friendship and business.
Right.
You know, we've talked about it. We had an incident 2-3 weeks ago, and if the radio would have gone away, I would have been very happy, and you would have probably still stayed. But our
I'm not going anywhere.
But our friendship would
I'm not
change.
French. I'm Brazilian.
Right. Okay.
I'm going to take it down to South America. I'm going to pack this show up and roll.
Well, there is some talks, and I need to reach out to Matt at BioAccelerator.
What?
And we're going to put together a trip down to Colombia.
It needs to hurry quickly because I'm starting to get hot in this jacket and gloves. Got a hoodie on. It's AC in here, but... Down in South America, yeah, I'm going to need to get rid of this.
Well, we'll need bodyguards. We won't need jackets.
Looks like the Naked Pizza Man is making a return.
Why is that?
Well, because it's too hot to wear clothes down there.
Well, then you ain't going.
Speaking of the Naked Pizza Man, Naked Cowboy, we stopped by to see him. We were in New York, and we saw his wife in Times Square. There's a company, a big company, apparently using the Naked Cowboy as, like, coming soon, coming to, and he's now, like, in a social media war with trademark attorneys and his management team that they're infringing on his trademark. So it's just going to hit the news and the media that Naked Cowboy is fighting for his rights.
So you just broke something before it came out.
Well, it's on Facebook. I mean,
it must be true.
He put it out there. He put it out. Robert put it out.
So either the schmo or Facebook, either one is true.
Yeah, I mean, you don't really have to have a credible site anymore. Just make stuff.
No,
just make it up.
Well, that's those, whatever it's called, clickbaits and all that kind of stuff. And, where I kind of got a little upset when they said Paul Felder replaces Joe Rogan. He didn't replace Joe Rogan.
Right.
Joe Rogan hasn't gone overseas in whatever, so you're not replacing him. But it gets people to look at it and check it out.
Is Joe Rogan going to commentate in the Austin card?
I think he just does pay-per-views.
He lives there.
Yeah, he may stumble in. He may walk in.
Yeah.
But no, I would say he's not going to do it. But I don't know. Yeah. And if Dana leaves before then
did you,
no.
Did you know that Kid Rock, who was sitting cage side with Donald Trump, he built a White House replica in Nashville that is bigger than the actual White House? It's like 27,000 square feet.
I did not know that.
Rogan went. He said he went there because it's ridiculous. He said it's only got two bedrooms. It's got the main bedroom and like another bedroom. The rest of it is all party, and it's massive. And he just laughed about that Kid Rock built a replica of the White House.
I met Kid Rock at a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Somehow I got in a place that only you get to.
Yeah.
Just stumbled into it. And he walked by. That's where I, whatever the late night dude is.
Jimmy Kimmel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was there. That's when Eve Edwards went with us to the Super Bowl. So, Houston. So,
Now, you had a lot of football co-hosts. Did you ever have any MMA co-hosts along the years? Like, did anybody actually fought in the UFC? Or
not as a regular co-host. We did a lot with Tim Sylvia and Wes. Probably, Wes, and I've always said to Chuck.
Ryan Bader.
Tito, Ryan Bader. Those four or five have been on the program more than anybody.
Yeah.
So, I still wouldn't call them co-hosts. Because it's like once every whatever.
I mean Angela Hill's got to be up there because she's on like every other fight card.
Well, yeah, because she hasn't been on the show. She's only been on a couple times.
Yeah.
But when we come back, we kick it off with our UFC fighters. We'll have three almost back-to-back. Bottom of the hour, top of the hour, bottom of the hour is we get ready for this weekend at the Apex. And
yeah.
We're going to start when we return with Peyton Talbot. And we'll do that from the Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility here in Pinellas Park. If you need air, they're the ones. And I don't think you need it. You need
maybe a little bit of a curtain.
This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and BioAccelerator.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Duffy Waldorf from the PGA Tour, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
Conveniently located in Pinellas Park, Cool Breeze AC is just one phone call away. Reach them at 727-954-9000. 3605, and their highly skilled and knowledgeable technicians will be at your service 24/7, ensuring your ultimate comfort all year round.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up energy drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shoppe. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up!
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
It's Joel Romero here and the Knockout Radio.
We are back. This is Knockout Radio coming to you live from Cool Breeze Studios. Tell you what, Randy, you need a weight cut. Nothing better than putting on a winter jacket and some gloves and a sock hat all indoors. I mean, I'm down 3 pounds as I got here.
You want another weight cut?
Yeah.
Stall getting our next guest on.
Oh, yeah.
Because he'll make you lose some weight as you're running away from him.
Oh, yeah.
Let's welcome to the program, fights this Saturday at the Apex in Las Vegas, Peyton Talbot. Peyton, how are you?
I'm doing all right today. Pretty good, considering the circumstances. How are you?
Not too bad. We appreciate your time. Fight week, Wednesday's early, obviously, of fight week. How do you get through the next couple days? Do you think about Saturday? Do you try not to think about Saturday? Which?
I don't really try to do either. I do spend a little bit of time mentally on the fight, visualizing certain things that I think are going to happen. But I just try to stay stress-free and relaxed and listen to music, edit videos.
Gotcha. Has preparing for this fight any different than any previous fights, whether it was the Dana White Contender Series, fights before that? Is this just another fight?
Yeah, it's just another fight at the end of the day. I think I'm getting more comfortable with it, so there's been less nerves, and I haven't really felt much towards the fight. That's the only difference.
That's interesting, because a lot of fighters, you know, tell me that it doesn't matter how many fights, there's still nerves. There's still, you know, you're still going to get in a fist fight.
Yeah, I think I'll feel nerves on Saturday morning, but right now I'm just worried about eating.
Gotcha. I have a friend of mine. He fought at UFC 100. He was on Tough, Marcus Jones. He played for the Bucks, et cetera, et cetera. And I remember him telling me that as he would walk down, back then they had the ramps and all that stuff, he's like, what am I doing? Why am I doing this? I don't need to do this. It's fun, but I don't really need to do this. Why have you become a mixed martial artist?
I think I've had a very similar career on in my career. I just think MMA today is the best way that I can learn about myself through crossing fists with the most dangerous planet. And I just hope that I can learn through.
So Peyton, I mean, along the same lines, you know, I graduated high school in 1994. The UFC started in 1993. They just had their 30th anniversary. You know, what's it like now? Because, I mean, I know you're a younger guy. What's the culture like now? Because I didn't have that option in high school. The UFC didn't exist. We didn't know what it was. There was no opportunity to, like, train and develop these skills. what age did you decide that this was going to be a career path that you wanted to take? Because I see you're a football star, and we're doing other sports as well.
I didn't really think I had a future in this sport until probably last year when I beat Hector. I was a pro, and I didn't even start training until I was 17 or 18.
Oh, wow.
Actually, 18, yeah. So I kind of just did it for fun, and last year I thought that I could make a career out of it, and here I am.
Yeah, why do something for fun when you can get paid to do the same thing,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
I know fighting obviously is your profession now, but what do you like to do outside of the gym? What do you like to do, you know, for fun? How do you relax?
I like gaming like any dude in their 20s. I also picked up DJing as a skill, so I'm trying to learn that and get proficient at it. I love thrifting and skateboarding when I can.
Well, I may have to touch base with you. I need a DJ for my daughter's wedding next November. Maybe if you don't have a fight that weekend, we can talk.
Yeah, if you guys like trance and techno, hit me up.
Well, honestly, it's not a matter of what I like. It's what my daughter and my soon-to-be son-in-law likes. But, yeah, you know, we can run that by him. Give me your thoughts on your opponent.
I think it's a classic wrestler versus striker matchup, and I think as the fight goes on, our skills are going to dichotomize between striking and wrestling. But I think I'm going to surprise a couple people on what I bring to the table. And I like him. I think he has a very accurate depiction of what's going on in his career. And his assessment of me seems very accurate, not delusional, like normal. So that's refreshing to see. And he seems like a chill dude like me. He's a little bit more boring, but...
So Peyton, when you talk about bringing things to the table, I was in Atlanta Triller event when Jake Paul fought Ben Askren, and I was there when the empty DJ booth went unattended. DJ was nowhere to be found, so Sugar Sean O'Malley jumped in, took over the party. So, you know, there's always going to be opportunities.
It's good to have other skills.
So doing the other things outside of the octagon, because I'll tell you what, if Sean becomes a DJ after fighting, he'll be a bigger star because of the way he was able to work those tables and create the hype and the crowd. So, but yeah, man, keep following those dreams. And then as Randy's friend, Marcus Jones, Big Baby, he would always say that he didn't like fighting. He was just very good at it. So do you love the sport? Do you love fighting? Or is it just what you're doing now to get paid?
I have love for it. But when you have love for something, you also have hate for it. But I just love how much it teaches me about myself, and I love learning about other humans. That's why I was a psychology major. And being in an intimate space like a cage, you see sides of somebody that you don't see in everyday society. So I do. I love it for that reason.
Interesting. What's the craziest, strangest thing that's either happened to you or involving you in the middle of a fight? Typically, I say, you know, a professional MMA fight, but any fight.
One time when I was a pro, I think I was 2-0. I was fighting this guy named Billy, who I'm really good friends with now. I was on his back, and I was talking shit to him. And I was like, hey, I like you alpha male boys. You guys are tough. And I knew he was a bartender somehow before this. And I was like, we should go get a drink sometime. And then I hit him a couple times. And he was like, yeah, I like you too, dog. He was like, I don't know. He said something admirable. Like, yeah, let's go get a drink sometime. Let's go hang out or skate. And when I watched the video back, right before I punched him, he was sticking his tongue out. And he almost like bit his tongue off when I punched him. But that was just a crazy moment. We were just like having a conversation while beating each other up.
That is crazy. During a fight, you know, you're having a conversation with a fighter, but, you know, how much can you hear coach-wise, you know, fans-wise? And if you can and you pay attention to it, what's the most amount of woos you hear during a fight?
The most amount of woos?
Yeah, you know, the Ric Flair woo. You can't go to an MMA fight. We were just in New York, and I think we counted about 300 of them when we ran out of time.
Wait, what is a woo?
You know, Ric Flair, the wrestler Ric Flair.
So the crowd, they're like, woo.
They always yell, woo. The Ric Flair, it's a woo. You know, they go, woo. You've never
heard like that? They're just excited.
Yeah, exactly. But it's always the Ric Flair woo. It's, you know, it's why they do it, or they'll use a Karate Kid reference with, you know, sweep the leg, or, you know, get it, put him in a box.
Yeah.
So, Peyton, while we were in New York this past weekend for 295, I actually told one of the other media guys sitting next to me that Randy invented the woo, that he brought it to the UFC because of Ric Flair. And so every time it went off, he would look at me kind of like, is that the guy? I'm like, that's the guy.
I don't even really know who Ric Flair is. I don't know many fighters. I'm like super new to this. But
Ric Flair is a professional wrestler, a WWE legend, arguably, and Matt and I argue about this all the time, the greatest wrestler, scripted wrestler, you know, of all time. So I'll get you some DVDs. We'll catch you up on some old time WWE and
how's he gonna play it?
Yeah, I'll have to get you a DVD player. It could have been worse. I could have
sound familiar.
Okay, there you go. What can the fans expect, you know, to see, you know, when you get in the octagon on Saturday? Now that you've made me feel 200 years old.
I think they can expect to see a high pace. My opponent has said that he's prepared for 15 minutes of hell, so I know he's taking me serious, and I'm always prepared for 15 minutes of hell, so I'm going to try to drag us to super deep waters and swim just a little bit faster than him. So.
Awesome. Good stuff. Have fun on Saturday, Peyton. Thank you very much for your time. I know we have your address. We're going to send you a care package from Ape Man Strong, as well as some bucked up energy drinks for DVDs. Coming on. And some DVDs,
DVD player.
I got a Rick figurine. I'll send that. I'll send you a whole bunch. My wife will be so happy that I'm going to send you a lot of stuff out of the studio.
Okay. That's good to hear.
We appreciate your time. Have fun on Saturday.
Will do. You guys have a good day.
Take care of you as well. That's Peyton Talbot.
Wow.
In the octagon on
Christmas
Saturday.
Christmas has got expensive for you this year. You got to give out DVD players so everybody can watch videos. Yeah,
I got to go to a pawn shop and find one that's still working.
Or a storage unit. If I wasn't suspended, I would bid on them and I would find you a DVD player.
Okay, hold on a second. You can be suspended and still bid.
Not why I have to change account names.
Exactly. There's ways around stuff.
Switcheroo. And
it's like license suspended. You just changed your name.
Yeah. But like, here's the thing. I would have to pretend that, you know, I have to use a different credit card.
Well, how about your new partner?
Well, yeah.
Can't she bid on him?
He's a little stealthish. I mean, he bid on some
stealthish.
Stuff. It's
what is stealthish?
He sneaks in like under the radar, and then he buys stuff without me knowing. I'm bidding against him on stuff I don't even know
is
he's in there.
Is he really bidding on? Are you really bidding?
He's like a stealth guy, and then he like wins stuff. He doesn't tell me he wins.
But does he win good stuff? When we went
we're about
in on
to find
one,
out.
When we bid on one, I ended up with a pair of shoes that don't even fit.
Well, but we almost won a big green egg. Yesterday, and we only had to drive to Georgia to get it. It would probably would have hatched by the time we got there.
Yeah, within how many days?
Oh, you only have 3 days apparently, because suspensions last longer than the terms. I don't know when I'm gonna get unsuspended.
Is it indefinitely?
I don't know. I might have lost my account.
VetTix.com.
Yeah.
You know, we've talked about VetTix.
For sure.
There was UFC tickets on VetTix.
Yeah.
For last Saturday, I happen to get on it. I get notified every morning of new stuff. You want to know what's on? Was on VetTix? F1 tickets.
Oh.
How about that?
Do you get them?
Well, I can't get out there. I wouldn't get out there in time. But I thought about it. If I could have gotten Saturday, there was the opening ceremony, which I think is today. A lot of things show up. So if you're a veteran, please check that out at vettix.com. I can send you the link and all that stuff.
Speaking of being a veteran, we were in New York City for Veterans Day.
We were.
Saw the Veterans Day parade. We
saw part of it.
We walked most of it.
Twice.
What a cool experience that was. A lot of patriotism, a lot of flags.
How about for the second week in a third week in a row, Steve ordered from DoorDash or one of those, and at least it showed up this time.
Finally, it came this time. Hey, 2 for 3. That's not bad. Now we'll see if we got the actual food he ordered. How did it feel? I mean, I got a video of you with your hat off. Your Navy hat off as the parade marched by.
When the American flag walks by, you always take your hat off.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. So, but you know, it looked touching. It looked like you were.
You know what was touching was you call me old, but there were some old people that were marching in that thing. Like there was one guy that he was in step the whole time with a cane, and he's using the cane to walk, but he's walking proud and all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, it's cool. It's, you know, you've seen me when I, you know, kibitz, you know, with some other military and, you know, army who's really not military, or Marines who, you know, it is what it is, or whatever. And it's just fun and it's cool. And it's another one of those fraternities that's pretty strong.
But I have a question, though. Like, when did they stop naming the wars after the year? You know, like, because it was nice, like, War of 1812, you knew when it was. You know, like, I don't know when the Desert Storm conflict was. I don't know when Desert Shield occurred. You know, why did they stop changing the year of the war?
So you want everyone, the War of 2004.
What was in 2004?
I don't know. I'm just throwing a year.
Yeah. Well, I mean, how are we going to keep track in the history books?
By the names of
it? I don't have time for that. I can't look that up.
Well, you don't even know how to read, so what difference does it make?
What are you talking about?
We're over halfway done this shenanigans of our inaugural broadcast from the Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility.
Speaking of reading, how would you read if you have gloves on if you're blind? I mean, you wouldn't be able to feel the bumps.
Well, some gloves have that.
Not these Under Armour. These are like, they've got stick-em on them.
This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator.
Throw me the damn ball.
Coming to you live from the Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility.
We'll be right back. That guy I co-host? Keyshawn?
You're willing to sacrifice our love. You never take advice.
Hi, this is Baseball Hall of Famer Wade Boggs. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
BioAccelerator is recognized as a global leader in cell therapy and regenerative medicine for sports and orthopedic injuries, spine and disc conditions, and chronic pain. The company has treated thousands of patients, including many UFC champions, former and current NFL players, and many everyday people like you and I.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ralphie May, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you live from the Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility, and I don't know if this was released. It must have been for me to be able to find out, but I believe for the first time ever coming to the Emily Arena, Drake.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
I would like to meet Drake just to find out
Degrassi.
How he went from being shot in a wheelchair to being able to, you know, rap and do all the things he does.
I think people recover.
Stand. And do they recover from gun wounds to put you in a wheelchair and paralyze you?
It's possible. I mean, ask BioAccelerator. I mean, they're doing some amazing work down there. I mean, stem cell recovery.
I'll find out shortly.
Yeah, I mean, if we shoot you and put you paralyzed when we go down, see if we can fix it.
I don't. What's this we? I think we'll get shot, but I don't know how much we is going to be involved in that.
We need someone to take one for the team, Randy.
That's why we're bringing you.
Oh, okay. All right.
See, Steve and I had already gone to Columbia. Everything worked out very well. Yeah. They tried to kill us, and they didn't. Sure. They couldn't get the job done. So we're going to bring you as the actual dummy.
Nobody's messing with a guy with pink gloves on.
All right. We really haven't talked much about last Saturday.
Yeah, let's do it.
So let's do it for the next 10 minutes. Right. Two new champions. A lot of people didn't think really either one were going to win. you know, I don't know about odds. I just know about what people I heard on the street and all that kind of stuff. That Tom dude looks Tom terrific.
He does. Look powerful and dominant.
I believe John right now, the even though they're not going to fight, they already have odds for the fight.
Yeah.
And John's the favorite. But all that means is where the money is. Right. It doesn't mean who's the favorite or who, you know, whatever. I still say until you beat John Jones is.
Sure. Yeah, and then Alex Peralta looks great. I mean, he looked he's won 2 belts in 7 fights.
This was brought up in the media room, and legends are made. You know, I hate the word legend. You know, goats, this, that, the other. But whether you like or don't like him, how do you not put him in the conversation? Not, he's not the GOAT.
Right.
John Jones, in my opinion, is the GOAT.
Right.
But for Alex, in how many MMA fights?
7.
7 MMA fights. He's won 2 belts in 2 divisions.
Right. And beat Izzy 3 times out of their 4 encounters.
Well, but that's not MMA. That's not, you know, in his combat.
But
anybody
does set up a rematch with Izzy. I mean, if Izzy can get his mind right, get back to focused. You know, do you want to see that fight if it comes back around?
You know, I don't know. Would I watch it? Maybe. I like how Alex called Izzy up to 205.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't need to go down. They've they've split.
Right.
You know, I think that fight would sell.
For sure.
You know, there's no doubt. I don't know if Izzy, I could be wrong, but I don't know if he could go up and handle losing to him again. You know, I know that he came back and, you know, and he's, you know, won the belt back from him and such. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if we've talked about the Toronto card, which has been announced. Duplessis has been announced with Sean Strickland, versus Sean Strickland in Toronto.
That's a big fight.
It's a good fight. That's exciting. I like it.
You know, I don't really know who wins that fight. That's why I like it.
Well, and that's what I've always said. You know, and it doesn't matter if I'm right or wrong. If I think I can pick who's going to win,
it's not as interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, I don't know. You don't know. Do you really know how good Sean Strickland is?
No.
Do you?
No, because he just stands and bangs. He's the old school.
He was smart. You know, he fought a great fight, et cetera, et cetera. Duplessis has looked great. Been on the program. I'm going to stay at his house in South Africa.
Just inviting yourself again.
I did invite myself, and he said he'd have a place for me.
I do have one big takeaway from the fight. I don't know if you noticed it. I noticed it. Joshua Van.
Our guy.
Do you remember Joshua?
Yeah, he did our show.
So what was the best part about Joshua, about his fight?
He won?
No.
Well, that is the best part.
Not for me.
What was it for you?
He had his own walkout song with his own name in it.
Yeah, he did.
So, I mean, it's going to be one of those things where fighters, when they start to really want to build a brand, you talk about building a name for yourself. You can't always just go in the octagon and make your fight performance speak for you.
No, for sure.
So having his own walkout song with his own name and his own chorus and his own theme song, I mean, it's so futuristic. I mean, this will be the standard at some point, in my opinion.
Not that it matters, because it really doesn't. But do you know who did that song? Were you smart enough to Spotify or whatever? And,
no.
You know, that's what you should have done, because I'm just curious.
I'm sure it's AI-driven nowadays. I mean, if you
who did it? Is it an artist that people would know? And again, it doesn't matter. I mean, my Knockout Radio was done by a band, and, you know, not a band you may have heard of, and they may not even still be together, but that's immaterial. But you're right. I mean, what's the first song when you think of that? Who do you think of?
Anderson Silva, DMX, Ain't No Sunshine. When you heard that song, you knew who was coming out next.
Right, but that's not what I was asking, because obviously there's plenty. Matt Hughes, you know, the country boy can survive. But, you know, you think of Wonder Boy, you know, from Jack Black singing Wonder Boy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's where you just said with using your name and stuff. I mean, there's quite a few songs, you know, that when you hear it, you instantly think of Anderson Silva, Matt Hughes, Conor McGregor. You know, there are those handfuls, but you said with your name in it, and Wonder Boy, basically, Wonder Boy.
Yeah.
I mean, you hear Jack Black, who I was going to say is not a great performer, but people like that music, you know, like that style. And I love that song because it's Wonder Boy. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. But no, I thought that was a big takeaway. You know, obviously Pat Sabatini, you know, weren't able to connect with them Wednesday. There is a rumor that there's a Randy Rubb that if you don't do the radio show, if you don't come to Knockout Radio.
No. Hold on. Let's don't say it that way.
Let's talk about the rub. Let's talk about the good luck.
No. But the rub is when you come on. So two of the three fighters that were scheduled last week, two of the three that came on, and those two won.
But the Randy Rubb is the good luck rub. Right. Of if you come on Knockout Radio the Wednesday before you fight.
Right. Their talent has nothing to do with winning
chances,
and losing.
The chances of you winning.
It's all the rub.
Way up. We are undefeated in 295.
At 295, we were undefeated.
So,
but let's be honest. There was one. I even talked to Dave Lockett, you know, who has since left the UFC, and he's with the Coyotes now in the NHL world. The rub didn't work at all. We were 0-3.
Oh, yeah?
No, it does happen. I mean, it's not foolproof.
Just saying,
Pat was our fishing guy.
Pat's a fishing guy. I thought it was a great fight card. I thought it was great to see Jessica Andrade look back to her rare form. I mean, she looked championship worthy. She put it on McKenzie. I thought it was a great fight. So, all around. But for me, I know it wasn't a big deal for you.
Wonder boy.
But for me to be in Madison Square Garden, to walk by and see the Hulk Hogan shrine, to walk by and see Wayne Gretzky shrine, to walk by and see Patrick Ewing jersey hanging in the rafters. I mean, just it's such an iconic building and such a magical city that, I mean, it didn't matter what event it was. I would have been excited to be there.
Oh, I get it.
It could have been Monster Jam or any other event, but to be the UFC,
I get it,
in Madison Square in New York, unbelievable.
You know what's crazy? And I normally don't. You know, it's just another building. I'm Otto. Okay, I get that. So I've been in Fenway. I've been on the grass of Fenway. Yeah. Been in Wrigley. Been on the grass of Wrigley. Yeah. Madison Square Garden, right? No big deal. You know which one really did? Well, two really hit me. One was Old Yankee Stadium, and I'm not a Yankee fan. Mm-hmm. The Old Boston Garden.
Okay.
Was crazy. And similar, you take a subway or the T or the tram or whatever it's called up in Boston, you know, Old Garden, you get off and you hear the tracks, and then you walk into the garden and rafters. There's flags among flags. You know, tell me any other building. How many championships do the Boston Celtics have? How many championships do the Boston Bruins have?
So many.
And they're all up there. Yeah, it was impressive. Good stuff.
No, it was magical in all the ways.
Really. I was disappointed that I only ate at two different pizza shops.
Yeah, I got four in.
Well, you did, but you also ate after we ate all-you-can-eat steak.
I know.
And, you know.
It's true.
I don't know why they stopped bringing me food. Just because you guys stopped, they made me stop.
It's true. Yeah, you got to speak up.
They did make us chicken hearts, though.
Yeah, they did.
So.
Yeah, it's good stuff, man. Man, love New York. Love the city. Love everything about it.
I don't love the city now.
Really?
Well, I'm just saying, all the protests that are going on for the past 8 years.
What protests did you see up there? I didn't see any.
I saw one.
Where?
During the Veterans Parade over on the side.
Okay.
You know, I did see that. Bad timing or good timing. You know, I mean, as much as I can't stand the kneeling during the national anthem, and I'll continue my beliefs, and there's nothing anyone can do to change it, but it is a good time because it brought passion out on both sides.
Sure.
You know, I think you're now an idiot. And you think you're now, you know, getting things said?
Did you think I was an idiot when I tried to bring home a few souvenirs from Madison Square?
Yes, you are an idiot.
I asked permission. I went to said security. Hey, what are you guys going to do with those posters once the UFC fights are over? They're like nothing. They're trash. I said, well, if they're trash, would you mind if I take two of them for our studio back in Florida? It would be great for our new Cool Breeze AC studio that we're going to decorate.
Yeah, blame them for this.
And broadcast from. I got clearance. I went over to the security desk. There's five of them. I asked five different people. All five of them were in one huddle. And I asked permission. They said, absolutely. So the fight's in. I go and I grab them before fans or anybody walking by would grab them. And I was smart enough to sandwich them together so you didn't know what they said on the billboard. It was just white boards that I was carrying. And quickly, a security, faster than my account was suspended by Treasury.
God, you're just a mess everywhere.
Man, this guy grabbed me. Randy ran off. As soon as he saw the guy grab my arm with these gloves and he had control, Randy was gone.
Like, well, first of all, I was gone before then.
No, I saw you. I saw the guy talk to me.
I was gone before. I was headed to the media room to work.
Well, raise your hand under oath. Raise your hand if you didn't see me get detained and then you took off.
Detained.
Did you see me get detained?
I didn't see you get detained.
Did you see me get stopped? Questioned.
I saw what you...
Did you see me profiled? I was profiled. I was singled out.
Yeah, you were profiled. I saw... And you told me that you were given permission to take them.
I was.
Which was still... Whatever. You are an idiot. But when I saw you take something that you were told you could take, I took off.
I even got the thumbs up from the lady that was guarding it for me, so no one else would take it. As soon as I grabbed it, she was like, okay, you got it? I'm like, I did. And then I went, and then as soon as I said... He goes, well, who gave you permission? I was like, well, the security guard and the desk. And then they all were gone by the time they went to verify. And then there I was just standing there.
Perfect timing. We are at the end of hour number two, broadcasting live from the Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility.
That's why I wear
gloves.
This
is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Staff Zone, 8-Man Strong, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and BioAccelerate.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy Harris.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.